everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Reality Is. As always, it's Noor, and I finally got Kara Berry on my podcast, despite my being an absolute disaster during Ramadan. Kara, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Oh my God. We have an entire week's worth of content to cover, so we're going to try to do this quick because so many things happened that one could belabor over, but I feel like the internet has done like a good amount of that for us the last week. So we'll start with Potomac. We had do you think that we're going to get three parts of the Potomac reunion?
Probably. Yeah. I don't know why, but yeah.
What the fuck are we going to watch for three episodes?
I have no idea.
This might be like our last, I feel like, closure, if you want to call it, between Giselle and Candace. I feel like after this, they are never going to interact with each other again. Like, I don't know what else Bravo has in store for us for these two ladies. I mean, obviously, Candace is gone. So,
yeah, I agree. And I'm not sure if it was like Ben and Ronnie who said it, that like knowing that Candace is not on the show anymore, it kind of takes the wind out of whatever wind was there in the reunion. Like, I kind of don't care because we sort of know what's coming down. There is not going to be resolution. And you know, I just found Giselle's mean girl behavior to be very like nasty and rude, and the laughing and the like, it's like the laughing a little too hard, just like icked me out.
You can tell when somebody, she's doing like a Lala Kent, you know, when like we can see the rage in your eyes when you do this. So like, we know you're not actually laughing like haha because it's a joke, in the words of Teresa, and like you actually are laughing. Like, this is, it felt really icky. She knows that we've clocked her year after year saying Giselle does nothing at reunion. So she was like, I'll show you.
Right.
I'm going to be a bitch.
And I don't know that like everybody thinks that Candace like weaponizes her tears, because that's what I'm thinking Giselle's laughing at. Like, she just cries a lot. Like, that seems to be very real to me.
It's just a sensitive girl. Yes, exactly. And I understand, because I also Candace is pretty much the same person as me. And I feel like I also cry very easily. So then when somebody is mocking that, I'm like, do you know how triggering that is for crybabies like me and Candace, who have been mocked for like their entire life? Right. Just like anytime they've had tears. It's not great. Me and Gordon are going to be the future of the show, it turns out.
Yeah. And I think that might be a mistake. I was talking to my friend about this where, I mean, I know Marlo's very controversial, but she was a very good to me friend of. And I think like Marlo and Mia are just kind of types where they kind of need to be not center stage, because then it just goes to shit. And I was living for that scene and Ink on FaceTime with Gordon. Like, I loved all of that. I just think we need to like dilute that with other things. I don't know if she should be star of the show.
Yeah, you can't have delusion as the star of the show, because then you end up with like an Alexia or a Teresa, where it's like, we can't have delusion be center stage here all the time. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think you need somebody with some common sense, somebody who's grounded in reality, to be like, okay, Mia, we know that you're a liar, but like, then it's fun.
Right.
But when the liar is running the show, you're like, I don't believe any of this. I mean, I'm entertained, but I don't believe any of it. Any parts of the reunion that like you really loved? It was entertaining.
I watched it twice. Nothing's coming to mind.
Is that 2 weeks ago when I was like, hey, have you watched Potomac? You were like, I'm not really caught up yet. So you caught up recently. And were you just as disappointed as the rest of us?
I rewatched it. I rewatched the reunion just because I was like, I don't even think I watched the last 15 minutes. It turns out I did, and I just really didn't care. So
the only parts of the reunion I love are Karen, especially when Karen is like defending herself against Robin. She kind of does this callback to her fence thing, and she's like, if you had come to Surrey County, you would have seen that I've made fences and I am the fence. And I was like, that doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. Now that you mentioned it, I did like where she was like trying to walk around how many people she slept with in the past 5 years, by, like, you know, bringing up her wet dreams. And Robin says, like, oh, so you don't know how many people you slept with. She goes, no, that's Juan. That's Juan.
Yes. And I'm glad that Robin is gone, because we're never going to see any growth from this woman.
Is that official?
Yeah, I think so. I think that a source has told me that she may have sent somebody I know a DM saying that she's done.
Okay. Well, bye.
But yeah. Exactly. All right. Martha's Vineyard. I like to call it Martha's house. This episode 2 of this new season, Nick got drunk and handsy. Shanice was called a bad dresser and she cried. Amir's girlfriend is a lot. And there's like kind of they're setting up this like Alex, Summer, Noelle love triangle sort of thing. I want you to share with me, Kara, can you share with me all the ways why Alex is the worst?
Sure. He's too, like, the spoken word poems, we can start right off the bat with that. The fact that he, like, clearly is trying to ride the line of, I'm like, there are shades of, like, John Legend's cousin still emanating off of him. Like, I just find his aura to be very weird. Like, he's a different breed of nice guy.
Yeah.
Where, like, every woman he's ever been with is magically somehow crazy. And they're so over the bounds of, like, what he wanted. And he was so honest and so forthright. And these women just somehow all just, like, flew out the window. And with a singular picture that was shared amongst very close friends. I just don't like it. Like, and I don't know why he keeps getting away with it.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's because he does yoga and he's a vegan. I think that's why. Yeah. They're like, he doesn't drink and he does yoga and he's a vegan, so he can't be toxic. And it's like, baby, earth to news to you. It's not. You can be just as toxic if you don't eat meat or drink alcohol.
So. Not more. And I know that he's one of those people that doesn't drink, and he's like passive aggressive about people getting to, like, oh, how many glasses of wine have you had tonight? Like, he's always like trying to make it a joke, but it's not. He's just judgmental.
Yeah, he's terrible. But I have to say, and this might be an unpopular opinion, Summer also not great.
Yeah, I'm rocking with her, but I see what people are saying. I can understand why they feel like she's a little bit of a mean girl, a little bit like rough with Shanice in particular. I can see that, but I do think that there's like, I also wasn't understanding Shanice saying when we were in Jamaica, I was talking about all these ballers that I was with, and Summer was like a hater about it. Not sure if that was true either.
Shanice is a deeply unreliable witness. Like, she's not a person that we could trust anything about. I do adore her, though. I love Shanice.
Yeah. Shanice is almost similar to Danielle in the sense that there's a lot of like, woo, party, but there's a darkness underneath that. Like, I can tell. Yeah. Something's gonna come out.
Yeah, exactly. Any other thoughts about Summer House, Martha's Vineyard? I mean, it's only 2 episodes. Do you think Jasmine is pregnant, by the way, in this? I mean, not we shouldn't be, you know, questioning people's.
Well, I mean, she had the baby.
But she didn't have a baby. So, but there's no question. I just don't know the timeline of filming. You know what I mean? But I do love that immediately it's been like one day and the girls are like, yeah, Jasmine's fucking pregnant. Have you seen her body?
Yeah, I do think she's pregnant at this point. I mean, she would have to be because homeboy's been shipped off to army. Like, how is he going to nut inside of her from Russia? You know?
You can't UPS that. No. You can't DHL sperm that way. All right. This episode of Vanderpump Rules has had the people talking. People are really upset. I think, okay, so just a high level what happened in this fucking episode. Tom makes Anne cry. Lala makes him drink this like milky, cummy water. Ariana has had it.
Yeah.
But the group is somehow so obsessed, so impressed by Tom Sandoval, like, valiantly running after Ranch that they're like, I think Ariana should calm down. Cause like, obviously Tom is, you know, really working on himself. He ran after the guy for ranch.
Right. I'm just trying to understand like what it is that he's been doing outside of the ranch procuring that's been so redeemable for everybody. Like, I don't get it. And I think this is at this point now just down to everybody's comfort. Like, they're uncomfortable seeing Ariana be pissed off. And so therefore they don't care why. They don't care that she's right. They just don't want to be uncomfortable. And so therefore she's the problem.
Yeah, it's almost, that's exactly what it is. It's like, why can't you just be cool?
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of the thing. Like, why can't you just be chill about it? So what? So he fucked your entire life over and now he's like holding you hostage in your own home and putting white noise machines out and eavesdropping on your conversations and almost killing your dog. Just be chill about it. Maybe you should try smiling a little bit, Ariana.
Yeah. Somehow, like, women have to end up being responsible for everything. They're now responsible for... Why is she responsible to fix the relationship that he ruined? And he clearly also doesn't care about. Like, he does not care about her. He does not love her. He's not mourning their relationship. He's not doing anything that is respectful to what they had. So... What's the expectation here?
Exactly. And you brought this up on your podcast, which is such a good point. And that's that, why is everyone acting like Tom needs the house? And because Ariana has made money that she needs to leave. Tom also has been making money. He's on Masked Singer.
Yeah. Yeah. He's been getting those primetime television checks just like she has. So just because nobody's watching those shows doesn't mean that the check didn't clear.
Yeah. Do you think that he got paid money to be on Howie Mandel's podcast?
Oh, I hope so.
He did get the exclusive like mustache shaving on that episode. That's true.
Maybe he got to take home the razor.
All of his like mustache scraps are somewhere in a disgusting bag in that studio somewhere. Yeah, I just hate it. It was just like the misogyny was really on display. And I'm glad that at the end of the episode, like Ariana does point it out to say, you guys have to say something. Like the men need to stand up and speak up. And it's just fucking rich. You said this on my podcast like 2 years ago. You said Brock is like a boomerang. You need to need to fuck him and you need to send him back from whence he came. Don't stick around, because this is what happens when you have a guy like Brock stick around who's like, oh my God, did you see her? She got so mad. Have you ever seen a woman get mad? Goodness.
Right. Right. Yeah, it's ridiculous. I don't know why, just because he's literally the only father, why he thinks he's the daddy of the show. Like, it just does not make sense to me. His rage. And then I'm finding myself very frustrated with Sheena, because on the show, she's still being fairly defensive. But then in the confessionals, it's like clearly that something has happened and the story has changed. So we see her making sense to Brock and being like, you understand anger, so you should understand her anger. And but then she doesn't. Now all of a sudden we're like, ooh, Ariana, what? I can't talk to her. Like, what's going on?
Well, Sheena, I think, is a person who needs pats on the back. Like, when Sheena does a good thing, if she doesn't get a pat on the back for it, then Sheena makes herself the victim. And I think that that maybe is what happened, where like she's like, I defended you, Ariana. Like, and then maybe Ariana is still frustrated and like, no, you guys are still fucking making me hang out with this dude and I hate it. And I don't understand why like you're so pushy with Sandoval. And it's possible that Sheena's like, I can't believe you're not patting me on the back for like being such a good friend to you. Mm-hmm. And that's like what's making her turn. And it doesn't help that Lala is in her ear.
And that never helps the situation.
Why is Lala so jealous?
You know, I saw a TikTok. Somebody broke it down pretty good of saying that like Lala doesn't have anything. Also, she's not the girl from the street. She's the girl from Utah. She got played by this casting couch disgusting man and thought that she was smarter than that. She wasn't. And now like this is all she has to cling to. And this is like she's gripping those coffin nails deep into this show. And she doesn't really care what's friendship. I don't think Lala cares about friendships on the show or off. Like, I don't think she's a friend to anybody. I don't think she's a girl's girl. I don't think she's a guy's girl. I don't think she's like really anybody. I think she's an opportunist and, you know, an operator. So, I just think that like she expected to have this like hero. I'm a survivor of Randall, you know, situation. It didn't happen. The Hulu special didn't pop off. Uh-huh. And then we see Ariana get all of these things with really like no effort, you know, if you want to call it that. And now she's seething because it's not fair to her.
Exactly. And ultimately, I think Lala is realizing that she's just not as liked, as well liked as Ariana. Like,
for sure. For sure.
People didn't care about your breakup because you were with an ogre.
Because we all saw what it was from the beginning.
Yeah. Like, just because you pretended like you didn't know what was going on doesn't mean that we have to pretend that way. Like, Ariana and Tom had a solid quote unquote relationship for almost 10 years on a television show. And even if maybe it was a front and some of it was a little bit put on, whatever it may have been, it was still what was presented to us. What was presented to us with Lala and Rand was she was like, I fucked him and he gave me a Range Rover. So like,
yeah,
I don't understand where the disconnect is, because this woman is on a war path right now. Like, I'm not an extracurriculars person. I don't watch all the extra stuff. If it comes up on my feed, I'll catch up on it. Right. But like the way she is going around all over the internet at any mic that is put in her face, she's trashing Ariana, especially Ariana. And I don't understand it.
And like, if anything, she's making Heather McDonald make sense, which brings me a fury of a thousand suns, which really pisses me off. You know, this is not the side of the fence that I wanted to be on.
No, none of us. I can't. And how dare she put us in that position? How fucking dare you, Lala? How
dare she?
Is being called an attempted dog murderer worse than locking someone's dog in a bedroom with trash in it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Crime against humanity, and maybe the most evil thing that she could have possibly done. So, yeah.
I like that she said attempted dog murderer and immediately was like, she said I murdered her dog. The dog is still alive. Like, no, she didn't. You don't listen.
And that's why he gets away with stuff, because he like goes to like the extreme and then is like, well, I didn't do that. It's like, yeah, we don't think that you like shot the dog in the face. We know that.
So stupid. Do you feel like there's sexual tension between Shorts and Katie?
Well, okay. So I told Danny Pellegrino that I think that it's that like, Schwartz has obviously a weird relationship to his ego with regard to Katie. And I think he found out that Max hooked up with her and was like, oh, like something in his ego was like, he wants to now get her because she was with his friend, you know?
Yeah. It's so it's kind of like the Spice Girl song. Mm-hmm. Now that you just said it. It is so weird. It's like now he thinks that like it's almost like he didn't want to fuck Katie anymore when they were married or when they were together because he was the only person fucking her. And now that other people are fucking Katie, especially a guy that he knows about, he's like, oh, do I want to fuck Katie too now? And Katie's like, fuck off, dude.
Exactly.
Did you watch the extended episode or did you watch the live? Because in the extended, there is a long dinner with Jackie Kennedy, Jackie Kennedy, Lisa Vanderpump, and James and Kennedy Allie. Uh-huh.
Yes, I did watch it, and I thought that was so good. First of all, it's like such a motley crew of people. Like even James with his mother is kind of weird. Like it doesn't quite make sense, but seeing those four like have to hit beats, and Jacqueline's ready. Like Jacqueline is ready for the camera. She's ready to hit her mark. She's like a, you know, an actress or whatever. And yeah, I just loved her being like, we're down for Katie fucking him, right? Like, you like this? We're team this? Like, yeah. And Lisa's looking at her like, what?
I don't think I've seen, yeah. Also, I don't think I've seen Lisa eat in ages. She was eating.
It's been a while.
I wonder if like that's why it didn't get aired on like the regular television episode where Lisa was like, we can't. I was scarfing down that beet salad. But Lisa made a great point, which was, why is Sheena still tracking Max? A guy that she slept with.
That was an excellent point. Yeah, I did not think about that either. Like, it is weird that you're following somebody that has been inside of you still when you've got in a whole other relationship. Like, your girlfriend's fine, but not this dude. Did she give him an Apple Watch?
She did. She gave him an Apple Watch. I can't keep track of some of the gifts she gives these guys, but I believe that that one was an Apple Watch. I wonder if she gave him the Apple Watch also for tracking.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I wonder if she's got, like, the admin controls on this. You
know? He's like, these rings won't close. I don't know what's going on. And Sheena's, like, somewhere on the side, like, just changing his goals to, like, something completely unachievable. Any other thoughts about Vanderpump Rules before we move over to the fucking valley?
No, I think I'm good. I think I'm good.
I think we're good. Okay, watching on the valley this week, watching these white and white passing people act like victims because somebody said that they might be racist is really something for people like us who have experienced racism.
Wild. I was saying, like, I don't think I was supposed to watch. Like, this is not my culture. Like, this is white privacy that I shouldn't have known about. Like, you got to let people have the conversations and try to work it out. Like, I just didn't think I needed to see it. You
know? Exactly.
That was weird.
It was weird. And you're absolutely right. It is white culture. That's such a good point. It does also remind me a little bit of that thing that just came out about Anne Marie Wiley. I don't know where she said it, but you posted it on your Instagram, the page
Carlos article. King.
Yeah. Oh, Carlos King interview where she said that she basically was like, it's worse to be called a transphobe than to do transphobia.
Right. And I'm not. I just think that children should be protected from trans people, but I love them.
I just think that women are going to be victims to trans people in sports.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That doesn't sound like the same thing. Cool.
Yeah. I think we should keep trans people out of certain situations. Oh, yeah. Okay.
They need to be, we need to be shielded from them, but I love them so much.
So it's like, even on the valley, that's sort of, I mean, it's not really, it's kind of adjacent to what's happening because these people are like, there's nothing worse in LA for us white people than to be called Republicans and racists. And I'm like, but I think you all are. So I don't understand.
It's giving. The fact that, like, I think it was Zach who said that it's social suicide. Like, what? Like, it seems like it could be worse than that. Like, I don't know.
Also, like, Jax and Brittany almost got married on television with that homophobic pastor. So, like, and isn't Zach, like, Brittany's friend from back home?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what are we doing here? Like, why are we acting like all of you don't have racist-ass families? Like, also, why are you acting like this, like, type of what you're saying is, like, this living and learning and listening conversations that you're having are, like, not conversations that you've had to have before off camera? Like, this is not – they're acting as if it's, like, unbelievable that, like, you know, somebody would accuse anybody of these things. Now, I mean, obviously, Kristen is also – crazy Kristen is back.
It was such a weird game of, like, Clue and hot potato of, like, did somebody say that, like, Kristen's firing all these accusations of this person said it, and they're like, no, I didn't, but then we find out, yeah, maybe I did, or no, I didn't hear anything, but yeah, maybe I did hear something, but that's not, like, why are we saying it in her home? Like, the worst possible thing was that Michelle found out that she was a racist inside her own home. Like, what?
At her own party. I know. Also, like, I just have to say it as a non-black person of color, like, Michelle is half Mexican and half Persian. You can still be racist.
I was gonna say that too. That does not preclude you from anything. Not a thing. And in fact, the fact that you're saying that makes me concerned.
Yeah, exactly. The fact that she was like, and if I was Republican, so what?
Like, you know what? You know what? Why are you acting like?
Now, what did you think about Jesse, possibly one of the worst new men on television, calling out Kristen for getting fired for being a racist?
I mean, at that point, it was just like Spider-Man meme, right? Like, I can't fully root for him because, like, you are too, you know, like you call him like you see him, and you call him because the call's also coming from inside the house. So, like, I can't even be like, oh, he ate that. Because he didn't. Like, I'm sure that man is also racist. Like, okay.
Yes. And also, like, an absolute monster. The way he flips his hand back at his wife. Oh. Ooh. Ooh. Dark-sided.
You really have to wonder, how did this relationship even begin that this is where we are now?
Yeah. The fact that in that little, like, counseling session, they basically admit that they have not had sex in, like, 4 years.
Yeah. And that you're not even sexually attracted. Like, you don't even want to.
Okay, so I was asking before my laptop shut down, what's wrong with Britney's face?
So I had gotten, like, multiple texts from people asking, and I honestly didn't notice it. She didn't look any worse to me, so I really don't know. Although I will say that I did see something where she said that it's fixed now. Like, whatever happened, she's fine. So she Britney's said- also blocked me on Instagram, so I don't really see a whole lot of what she's up to. I should have said
that. Well, she's saying that it got fixed, but I don't think that it did. I don't know. Maybe I'm just being mean, but I'm like, maybe that's just her face. I don't know.
It was to me. I didn't know the difference.
Yeah. It was also interesting to get a whole episode of The Valley with, like, barely any Britney and Jax. Like, Jax was, like, you know, pretending to build a restaurant. Really, not really. He's, you know, checking out waitresses and stuff. But, like, it's good to see that the show. I mean, do you like this show?
Well, you know, the word like has many meanings. So... I am watching it and I'm confused and I want to see more. Like, I don't know if that's the right word.
Oh gosh. All right. Summer House. Kind of a nothing episode, really. The most exciting thing in it was that we found out that Carl has all these other friends and that Kyle is going to be a flower boy.
Was.
Yeah. That's a great point. I wanted to ask you, like, do you think that the reason why Kyle and Carl are kind of running their wedding planning differently is because Kyle very much was going to make the wedding part of his television show, whereas I don't know if Carl and Lindsay were going to have their wedding on TV. Do you think they were?
No, I was under the impression that it probably wasn't going to be filmed. But yeah, I do. This was like an interesting thing because first we were like, who are all these people? I've not seen any one of you. Carl has a whole other life outside of this TV show. That's weird. Yeah. But yeah, I do think that Kyle, I think maybe he takes the show more seriously, or maybe he takes his relationship with Carl more seriously. But I hadn't really thought about this. Even though they said it on the show, like, Kyle did call Lindsay a bitch, like, with a capital B, like a hard B. And that's hard to come back from, you know? Like, I know that they're, like, talking to each other and saying, I'm really supporting your relationship, but they've always been frenemies. Like, we just need to be honest about that.
Yeah, I think that also they're frenemies because Kyle and Lindsay are, in fact, the same person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Along because that's the game sees game, crazy sees crazy. I think that
right. You hate what you see in yourself.
Exactly. The mirror is shining too bright between Kyle and yeah, there was just like not a lot going on. I mean, West and Sierra aren't having sex. I feel like this is gonna be the downfall of West. I feel like West is gonna disappoint us in this realm where now he's not texting this woman, and we learned that he's just like all the other men that we've met on Bravo.
Yeah, I'm very curious because Wes has been doing so far a very good job of like handling things in the way that none of the other men in the house have handled. Like, what really got me is when he said, when they went on their first date, I need to be careful about this because I'm about to see this girl 9,000 more times. So like, I don't want to mess it up. But like, wow, that has never occurred to any other man on this show. Like, I'm actually living with this chick too. So maybe I should, I don't know, respect her. But I hope he doesn't mess this up. I really do because I like him.
I know. I like him too. He's so cute. He's so funny. And like not funny in the way that like Tom Schwartz thinks he's funny.
Like legitimately, we could go down to a bar and have a really great time.
I want to hang out with West. Exactly. Yeah, would you would you want to hang out with Jesse Solomon?
I would like to see what's going on with Jesse Solomon's game. But I think we saw it when he was like, take her nipple out.
Show me your tit.
And why? I wonder why you can't find a wife.
Multiple prompts. And I was like, was that to the same person? Or was he just like FaceTiming random women and be like, show me your tits?
I don't know. And then did you notice he fell asleep with the phone in his hand?
Yeah.
I guess he got what he needed.
So weird. Kyle and Amanda, I love the seesaw between Kyle and Amanda and Lindsay and Carl, because when Lindsay and Carl are doing terribly, Kyle and Amanda are thriving. But now yeah. Lindsay and Carl had a good weekend, and we are quickly moving into Amanda fucking hates Kyle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't understand like what's going on there, because when we see them like off camera, or even when I see footage of them like in the house, but not what we see on TV, like when West or Jesse will post stuff, they're like so loving and like on each other. And like, this is not the vibe that we're getting on the show at all. She's like, he can't even sneeze in her direction before she's like, excuse me, how dare you? So I'm just like very confused about what really is going on with them. But there does seem to be very fundamental problems. Like, I personally wouldn't move to New Jersey. Like, I just can't do it. That's just not it within me. You know, it's like a vibe. Like, you know how we are. Like, we're just like, you know how Manhattanites are. Like, we're awful. Like, we just like can't see a world outside of it. So like,
yeah. Yeah, no, I get it. My husband grew up in Queens, and his soul has been gone. Part of his soul has been gone from his body for the last 7 years, ever since right. we moved to New Jersey. So I understand. I get it. You got to right. sell a piece of yourself to move out there. And the other thing is, I think like also because Kyle's like from New Hampshire, so I feel like in his mind, it's like, if I'm going to move to the suburbs, I'm going to go to like the white people that live up north in the snow that I mm-hmm. am obsessed with. Like, yeah. I think in his mind, it's like, why would I go and live in New Jersey? Like, it's right. But also,
and I think he feels like I'm going to fall off the face of the earth if yeah. I go over this bridge. Like, and that's just it for me. You know?
Yeah. Also, Amanda being yeah. like, I'm going to get this house. It's an investment property where I will live for a month at a time away from my husband.
And then she mentioned like, so I don't have to go to my parents. I'm like, okay, well, I want to know the details on that. How often are you going to your parents? Like, what's going on?
Yeah. And why is it because you can't go to your parents' house? Because your parents are going to be like, why are you away from your husband? What's going on?
Right.
And you know, if you hate your boyfriend so much, like if you don't have enough space to walk, maybe just get a bigger apartment. Get like make a little terrace space for it. Those dogs aren't very big.
Right. Just get a place that's got out like a terrace or a balcony yeah. or something. Like, it's fine. Or make Kyle walk the dogs at night if you feel unsafe.
That's a great point. But I think also therein lies part of the problem. I don't think Kyle does anything for those dogs. I think the dogs are Amanda's responsibility.
It doesn't seem like he does, right? It doesn't.
No.
Probably wouldn't leave him locked in a room alone.
I don't think he would. No. But would there be takeout on Amanda's nightstand?
1,000%.
1,000% that would be. Also, Kyle is leaving the takeout on the nightstand. And yeah. Kyle is feeding the dogs the takeout from the nightstand.
Yeah, like, how many times have Reese and Ryder had like a half a bag of Tostitos chips? I'd like to know.
There's that clip where she calls him. She's like, where are you? And he's like, I'm eating. And he says something like, I'm eating jelly beans or something like that. Or no, I'm eating cherries and listening to Hans Zimmer.
You're like, what?
Here's the thing. I can't stand Kyle, but he does make me laugh. He does. He's so gross.
Yeah, he would not be for me at all. Not my kind of dude. But we could be friends for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and Andrea's back, and where's Gabby?
Danielle.
Yeah. She's like, three episodes. We don't know where Gabby is. And I was like, okay, they're just writing her off the show? Like, what's going on?
I feel for Gab because I really like her and I thought she was like fun and quirky and cute, but now I feel like they're not utilizing her at all except for to like be a sounding board for Lindsay, which is like fine. We're getting mess out of it, but like I just want to know more from her.
Yeah. Do you think that this is the last thought and we'll wrap up? Do you think that Carlo and Lindsay went into filming Summer House knowing that they both were going to end up breaking up and they wanted to be the one to do this big, exciting breakup for their television show because of the excitement of like Scandoval and all that kind of stuff?
I kind of don't think so. I don't know. Like I have heard people thinking that that might be the case. Like this was a tactical thing, but I don't know. I'm not ready to hop on board with that yet. Are you?
I mean, I'm kind of there, but then I feel sad because I see like Lindsay's hurting. She's a monster. Let's just say it. She right. is a monster. But she's hurting in a way that like even to the point where like now Paige feels bad for her.
Right. I feel kind of like when people were saying that Scandoval was fake, and I'm thinking like, why would Tom Sandoval want to look this bad? Like why? And Raquel too. Like, I just don't think that Lindsay would sign on to look this bad. Or maybe she genuinely just didn't anticipate it. I mean, it doesn't seem like she did.
Yeah, I think also maybe she thought she didn't look as bad as she looks. I don't think Lindsay's aware of the way that she looks.
It seems like she's not.
Are you still, do you still love Carl?
You know, like I see the layers within him. That's what real love is. Like, nobody, you know? And so, I heard the attitude when you asked that. And so, yes, I will. I do, but I also understand my boy. He's like a layered, imperfect person, okay?
He is. And you know what? We've all been Lindsay, where we've been like, I'm going to fix him. And I think Lindsay's realizing that she can't fix a guy when she's got so much of herself to fix.
Yeah, for sure. And I do think whatever relationship Lindsay gets into next is going to be very humbling for her because it's going to be like, oh, well, there's nothing more I can say to excuse myself. Like,
yeah,
she's going to find a guy who really like checks her. And she might need that, you know?
Do you think she needs like a Luke, like Kristen's Luke from the Valley?
Honestly, I would like to see her with like a strong woman.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
like somebody like fun. I don't know who yet, but somebody.
Yeah. And I wonder if Carl's out there doing his thing right now. Do you think he is?
I heard him say that he did not want to start dating people until the whole season came out, which I think is very smart.
Yeah. That is very smart.
Yeah.
Would you be offended if somebody asked you to be their flower girl at your adult age?
Yeah, fully. Fully. I would think that was like so rude. I don't think that there should necessarily be this expectation that because Carl was his officiant that he needs to be like the best man per se, but I do think and I think I kind of felt like because he was looped in with Andrea and Luke and they're like three guys from the show whereas Carl has like his real friends be the groomsmen, it just felt like kind of rude.
Yeah.
A little diminutive.
Yeah. It's like, we're just going to put all the guys from like the same, like your coworkers get put on the same table at your wedding, you know? And you're just like, I don't even like those guys. I thought we were closer. And it's like, no, sorry. Unfortunately, not the case.
Exactly. Well,
Kara, thank you so much for coming on. Thank you for sharing your wonderful takes. Everybody knows who you are, but tell everybody where they can find out everything that you've got going on.
My podcast is called Everyone's Business But Mine. You can listen to everywhere and follow me on Instagram at Everyone's Business But Mine. That's where you can find most of the information that I disseminate into the world concentrated.
Well, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for talking. And thank me
thank for you.